This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Now, back to college is in full swing. Social media is full of Freshers Week highlights, but for many students, the excitement is being dampened by the ongoing accommodation crisis, the rising fees and the cost of living. Now, joining me on the group chat is Maisie Hall, of course, your student union president at the University of Galway. Maisie, thanks so much for coming on. It's lovely to talk to you here on iRadio's group chat.
Thanks so much for having me.
Not at all. Now, Maisie, Freshers Week is always a big one for students. What's the atmosphere been like on campus? And what's the atmosphere around Galway right now?
Yeah, it's really good to have everyone back. The Students Union, we've been working over the summer and we've been on campus whilst it's been really quiet and it's just been us and the staff of the university. So it's really nice to have a bit of life back. My office is actually right next to the student bar, and with my windows open, I can hear all the chatter from the beer garden, which is really nice. Not so nice having to queue for my role now, but it's a sacrifice I'll have to make, I'm sure.
Definitely. Of course, behind the fun, I know you're hearing from students who are struggling a little bit. Can you tell us what kinds of issues are coming up most frequently this year from either students that have just joined the university or even students who are coming back?
I mean, I think you know what I'm going to say. Yeah. Unfortunately, it just is accommodation. You can't really experience any of the other parts of the university has to offer until you get sorted with accommodation. And we're hearing from not just first years, but returning students as well. Like, so many messages every day from people who, you know, aren't living in a commutable distance and haven't been able to find anything at all. So the emphasis and the work is really all on that at the moment.
Definitely. And I would imagine it's heartbreaking when a student comes to your door and you want to try and help them, but you can't exactly magic a roof over their heads out of thin air. Beyond accommodation and rent, what are some of the biggest financial pressures that students are facing right now, do you think?
I mean, the other thing you can't really do without is food, mm-hmm. you know, and we're just seeing that just the cost of groceries has risen so much. And even the cost of food on campus in our canteen, we've had a couple of emails today letting us know that it's gone up, which isn't great to hear. So, you know, it all adds up, and things like going home on the weekends and transport and all that kind of stuff and fuel for your car if you're driving. Yeah, they all add up, and it's even worse when you're paying extortionate rent and you don't really have much wiggle room in the first place.
For sure. I know that there's always talk about fees. Do you think that the government is going to do anything to support third level students financially, even this year or over the next couple of months?
Yeah, it's really hard to know until the budget comes out, I suppose. We actually had a meeting with Minister Lawless yesterday, where that was the first point on our agenda was fees, and the second point was accommodation. And I know for all the students' unions all over the country, they were invited to a similar meeting, and we all agreed going in that those would be our number one and number two priorities to discuss. So yeah, we just raised the issue, and we also discussed SUSE reform and a few other bits as well. So hopefully, but I suppose we really can only keep putting the pressure on and wait until the budget comes out.
For sure. I know last year I spoke to a lot of students who were commuting from quite a distance from Galway. And one of the main things that they had said was that they were missing out on college life. I used to work in the university, so I know that it's always jam-packed with people in societies. They're hanging out in the college bar. They're going to shows. They're enjoying the life that the university has to offer. Would you like to see students be able to get more integrated in college life this year if they have been missing out on that in previous years due to maybe it is a lack of accommodation, maybe it's having to commute long distances in and out of college?
Yeah, 100%. I think it really helps. No, it's not for everyone, obviously, but they're kind of, in University of Galway in particular, there really is a club or a society for everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's a real shame if people, because of their circumstances, aren't able to join those, aren't able to get involved and make those connections with like-minded people. So I would really encourage people who do have the opportunities to get stuck in. It's a really great time to try a new hobby at an affordable price, because getting into things like, I don't know, climbing and dance and stuff as a grown up is going to be much more expensive. So yeah, get stuck in now while you can.
Definitely. And I know that there's loads of facilities around Galway for people to really explore. You know, I even know that there's a radio station there in the university. And, you yeah. know, there's just so many things that students can do. But it's unfortunate that if you are running for a bus to try and get back home, that maybe these things are being taken away from you. One thing that I wanted to little maybe focus on with you is the pressure that people are focusing on or that are dealing with. It can't really help but take a toll on their mental health. Have you seen an increase in students maybe seeking support for mental health services?
Yeah, 100%. Now, I don't know about the exact figures for the counselling service on campus, mm-hmm. but just by the sheer rate of emails and calls we've been getting, particularly to our welfare and equality officer, just looking for support. And in those emails, you know, they're detailing how stressful this is for them, especially for first year students who don't have, you know, friends with sofas to fall back on, or those sort of connections that people who are returning students are more likely to have. And it's really tough for them. And they're sort of telling us that, you know, if they don't get sorted, it's looking like they're going to have to defer. And it's a stressful enough time coming into first year. I remember little Maisie 4 years ago was so, so nervous. And there's enough things to be worried about, like learning how to cook properly on your yeah. own and fend for yourself. And then, of course, make new friends. So it really is just adding to the stress and really unnecessary. And it would be great if we could have avoided it.
Definitely. Maisie, stick with us for just a couple of minutes. It is iRadio's group chat. If you've got a question for Maisie Hall, you can get in touch 087-1102-107. It is iRadio's group chat. Now joining me to talk all things back to college is, of course, University of Galway SU President Maisie Hall. Now, people are back to college. It's in full swing. We're seeing the highlights all over social media. But for some students, it's actually a struggle. Fighting against the rising cost of living, maybe they're trying to scrape by, and for many, they just can't find anywhere to live. Maisie, yourself and other student leaders are right at the heart of this. What are you calling for from universities and maybe from the government this year? Are there some things kind of top of your list to kind of make sure that the government stands up and takes note of?
I mean, just, you know, keeping education equitable and keeping access to education is the number one priority. And at the moment, that looks like keeping it affordable, among other things, you know. So we're really pushing for affordable accommodation, for SUSE reform. AMLE have released, that's the National Students Union, they've released a report on all the things that SUSE needs to change to work better for people, because at the moment it's not really doing what it, you know, fulfilling its full potential, let's say. And then, of course, fees as well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I know that there has been purpose-built state-funded accommodation opened recently in Maynooth. Do you think that this is a mm-hmm. step in the right direction, or do you think it's too little too late? Could something like this happen for University of Galway?
I mean, I think it's a bit of both, isn't it? Like, we'll take what we can get, but yeah, student beds in Maynooth isn't much good to students in Galway. So we need to see these kinds of things put into place all over the country, and we need to see them really much sooner rather than later, because the crisis is now, and those students who are looking to come to college this year are suffering at the moment. So accommodation 6 or 7 years down the line isn't going to do anything to help them.
Yeah, and what do you make of, I know that there's students that have spoken openly on the show that, you know, it's great to have state-of-the-art accommodation with the en suites and, you know, all of the different facilities, but it's affordable student accommodation that they need, because the prices of some of the student accommodation or purpose-built student accommodation, the prices have been astronomical. So surely something in the middle needs to be there that's actually affordable for students.
100%. That's what students are looking for. You know, now there's a select few group of people who are able to afford the luxury accommodation, and that's what suits them, and that's what they're looking for. But the average student is just looking for a bed to put their head on, a pillow to put their head on at night, and a kitchen to cook their meals in. Yeah. You know, they don't need a luxury ensuite and a gym downstairs. You really just need, you know, the clean, well-built, mold-free basics.
Yeah, yeah. And I love the fact that you say mold-free as well. I know that we've all spoken about that, and especially, you know, some of the student places that we've spoken about, you know, some of the places have just been diabolical for students to have to go in. And even people that we've spoken to over the last number of weeks, you know, their advice has been to make sure that you are staying somewhere that's safe, that's warm, you know, and that you're not handing mm-hmm. over any money, you know, before you actually get something in writing. Despite all the challenges, there's obviously a great sense of community in student life. I used to always always love this time of year because you've got first years coming in, they're getting to know the campus, there's a real buzz around the place. What's something that you've seen recently that gives you hope or reminds you of why student voices actually matter?
I mean, just all the faces back on campus mm-hmm. is really nice to see. And especially people coming into first year, the like nervous anticipation, you know, like all my friends, well, not all of my friends, but I'm finished my degree now. And a lot of my friends are the same. And it's, a you know, almost a daily conversation about how jealous we are that we aren't going back into first year again, because it really, you know, it's been the highlight of our short 20 years so far. So it's just really, it's really nice to know what they have to look forward to, you know, and to hopefully they'll be able to have the full student experience.
Definitely. Finally, for any students who are listening right now, if they are struggling, what's your message to them and where should they reach out to?
Yeah, I mean, you can always get in touch with us with the Students' Union or your own Students' Union if you're not a University of Galway student, to ask for help or to ask for, you know, if we don't know the answer, we can always point you in the right direction. If you're struggling to find accommodation, I would encourage you to get on to Student Pad. There are still beds going on Student Pad. Now, some of them won't be appropriate. Maybe they're too far away or they're too expensive or the 5 day a week doesn't work for you. But we're kind of encouraging people at this point to take what you can get, and you can always reassess. You know, things always reshuffle at the end of September, end of October. Things will start to move around. So just hopefully it gets brighter, and don't leap into anything that's mold infested or you haven't actually seen a property. So, yeah, try not to rush it.
Brilliant. Maisie, it's always a pleasure to have you chat to you here on iRadio's group chat. Best of luck for the new academic year, and no doubt we'll be talking to you again very, very soon.
Thank you so much.
This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.